There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them, episode 226. We hope you had a fabulous weekend. It's Monday when they're watching this.
Is it? I'm like, did you have a fabulous weekend? Oh, wait, it hasn't started yet.
It's Thursday, okay? Yeah. But whatever.
How are you?
I'm tired.
Me too.
Truly. I mean, it's raining when today. People ask, like, how are you? And you're like, do you really want to know? Or you want me to just be like, good.
I mean, up to you. How long do you want this intro to be?
No, I feel right.
Like, I don't know. I've been in a weird mood all day.
You're like, anxious or like just in a bad mood or just
a little
weird,
bit. I think it's still Janet.
Okay. No, and that's valid. She do be haunting
us.
I'm like,
can she just go away? But then it was raining also. So I feel like usually I get my walks to like kind of clear my mind a little bit, but I haven't been walking.
You couldn't do it.
No.
Oh. Well, guys, we do have an episode for you today. We have two topics. I feel like we haven't had a one topic episode in a hot minute.
No, we haven't.
Which is good. That means nothing like insane.
Yeah, I was
going to
say that means no like intense deep dives. But I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to one. Yeah. If someone has any good ideas, if we look up, see what Joy Sparkles is up to.
Maybe we don't. So this first topic, it's an interesting one. I don't know. I think we're going to have a lot to say because whenever we talk about influencers and just like the mindset behind brand deals, depending on which influencer you talk to. Like, I just feel like I have a lot to say on that because I've been doing this for over a decade and so have you. Mm-hmm. And it's just interesting to see how newer influencers are coming in and just, I don't know, how they're handling things, how they feel about brand deals, how they feel like it should work. And we know it doesn't work like that. So yeah, we're gonna talk about it. And the person we're gonna be talking about is Noelle Cheney. And she goes by Noelle Loves Sloths on TikTok.
Oh, I love sloths as well. She has 5.8 million followers. So she has
a lot.
Doing
yeah,
something.
She has quite a bit of YouTube subscribers as well. She does pretty good on Instagram. She has like a decent following. It's not one of those cases where it's like only on TikTok. It's definitely less on other platforms, but I will say her engagement is higher.
What does she
on
do?
Other platforms. So she's a teacher and she's done a lot of teacher content, and I'll show you some of it to give you an idea. But like, she's a teacher, and then she also does some like lifestyle stuff, like help me choose my outfit to go here, you know, just okay. Basic stuff. I don't know. And then you look at her views and some of them do really well. Like one of her pinned videos has 26.5 million views. And obviously that's a lot.
One of her non-pinned videos has one. Her latest one has 1.3. But is that because she's involved in drama? Although that is a very relatable caption.
What was her caption?
POV, you get the chicken ick mid-meal.
I always get the chicken ick every time I eat chicken.
I don't usually, but like sometimes there's like just that one bite. You're like, oh no, that wasn't supposed to be there.
Right. Well, there's some comments here though that are saying, just came back from Kiki's video. They're referring to Kiki Chanel, who covered her recently. I know Cece Suarez, Chelsea, just covered her as well. I don't know if this just has more attention because it doesn't seem like a video about the chicken ick is going to get that many views.
No, and someone says, uh-oh, somebody is losing followers.
Oh, God. Yeah. So a lot is happening.
Okay. So what'd she do?
So she has kind of an interesting journey online that we need to go through because it's not just something that happened now. It's a few little things we need to talk about.
Okay.
The first thing I want to talk about is the Subway saga, as our researcher named it.
Okay. So I saw her first pin video and it's like her sitting somewhere eating. And I'm like, I feel like that looks familiar. What happened? It was like the people made her sandwich wrong.
That's correct.
Did she cry?
So you've seen it. She didn't cry.
No. Can you imagine? I just made that up. Okay.
Just like bawling. Honestly, if you catch me on the wrong day,
I might do some shit like that. Honestly, I haven't cried from a sandwich, but like
I get it.
It's not outside the realm of possibility.
Have you ever been so hungry and you're like fascinating about something and then you get it and it's just shit and made wrong and you're like,
okay, even like the amount of times
okay.
I've gone through the drive-thru and gotten a soda and then like driven away and then found out it's a Diet Coke and not a Dr. Pepper. And I'm like, It's just like so defeating because it's like it's not that big of a deal, but it's like that's all I wanted.
Yeah. So I think that we can talk about that in a second. However, the way she went about it, quite interesting. Now, one thing you need to know about her is like a main thing that she does is shows her lunch that she's having while she's working at school.
Yes. So, yeah, I definitely know who she is.
Whether it's the school lunch or it's lunch that she picked up or whatever, she talks about it, whatever. And she does Subway, I think, every Thursday, she said in one of the videos.
Did you know that was one of my hyperfixations for a while, actually, Subway?
You know what?
Meatball subs.
Subway is booty cheeks, but sometimes I crave its shit. The mediocrity of it, I crave it sometimes.
That's why I love chains, because you always know what to expect. You're always getting the same thing and you don't...
Even if it's bad, you're
like... No surprises.
I know what it is.
Yeah. No, I used to get... Lisa and I would walk. It was like when I interned at Clever through like when I worked there for like a while. I would get it every single day. Meatball sub with American cheese, extra cheese.
Okay, the meatball sub, fire. It is good.
It's great.
But you know those meatballs are swimming around in that container for 3 to 5 business days.
There were some times though that I went and they didn't have any and I was like, What do you mean?
Right.
I eat the same thing every day. Anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry. Continue.
I remember when I found out that the bread was made out of yoga mats or some shit like that. Do you remember that? I was like, oh, well, don't really care.
That's my yoga for the week.
Going back to the Subway video, she's done plenty that were totally normal. Her just eating her Subway order. And then one day
disaster
she posted
struck.
This.
Yeah. All right, we've got today's lunch at school. I got a wrap this time, though, just to kind of switch it up.
She's where you went wrong
today. You're kidding me. Are you kidding me? I asked for no tomatoes and no cucumbers, and what do they give me?
Don't they make it in front of you?
Tomatoes and cucumbers.
She obviously ordered it, like, through an app.
Oh, yeah, I guess you can order it for pickup. You see, I couldn't do that because you can't switch the cheese for the... Or you can't get extra cheese. I don't remember. There was something.
The apps have not technologically caught up with the year 2025.
I agree.
Because there's so many times I'm trying to order something, and I'm like, I don't want to have to put it in a note and, like, hope that they read it.
And they don't.
They don't. Well, there is one place that I get pizza by here, and they always read it, and they're so amazing.
That's nice.
But I feel like a lot of places... might not be reading,
but also
that,
like that's not how the Subway one works. It's like you check off what you want in it.
Yeah, she did say, I think we find out that she ordered through the Subway app. I don't fucking know. I've never done that before.
Just
but, yeah.
It is a weird mistake for them to make.
I'm literally probably one of their most loyal customers and they do this to me. Cheers. I didn't put mayo on it either.
And then the same day, I don't know if this was another post or if this was all one time, but I'm pretty sure this was a whole separate post. This gets posted.
First of all, Subway, it is a crime that you have not sponsored me yet because I literally eat Subway every single week and I videotape it every single week. Second of all, you messed up my order, completely messed it up, didn't put on my condiments, put on tomatoes and cucumbers when I asked for them to be taken off. And now, I mean, I don't even want to eat this. Like, this isn't even good anymore. How can you do this to me? Seriously.
Okay.
That was
She's obviously trying to joke.
Yeah.
It's not a good joke.
Yeah, I was like, it's not very funny. Like, if there had just been one video collectively, for a second I was like, did people get really mad about that first one? Because, like, I would have reacted like that too. I wouldn't have filmed a video, to be honest. But I don't film myself eating lunch, so.
I mean, I get it, but also, it was quite an entitled. Like, even if that's how you're talking behind the scenes, to film it and then, like, get the whole thing put together and then you put it up, it is kind of weird and stupid.
Oh, the second one, I totally agree.
Well, no, even the first one where it's just like, I'm a loyal customer and this is what you do to me.
That I took as sarcasm. Like, I thought that
was
a joke.
Even
the
if
second
it is,
one was like, okay.
It just seems like it didn't need to go online at all. Like, there was just no need for it. And then the second one would be like, and honestly, you should be sponsoring me, which you would think is sarcasm. But when we get to know more about her, it's really not. She genuinely thinks Subway should sponsor her because she promotes them. To which I say, girly, that's not how this game works. Okay. Especially if you promote something, you're less likely to get a brand deal with them. Yeah, literally. I was going to actually mention that. We reached out to our ad agency, who apparently has some sort of connection at Truly.
Where
they were like,
yeah,
like we know how to get to them or something. Absolutely not. We never heard back. They're never going to sponsor us. We have one like every single episode. Why would they? It would be the dumbest shit ever. They get free product placement.
Well, it would just be nice.
It would be nice. It would
like,
be great.
It's the funniest
but
part
it's not going to happen.
I have had one before.
I just feel like people don't realize that the more you promote something, some brands may be like, oh, let's do like an official thing together.
That's
that
like,
might be great.
For example, Coors Light. They reached out to me after I had like promoted the shit out of them for God knows how long. And they had sent me even before that, they sent me like personalized merch and and stuff. And we're always very nice. And then they did finally reach out and they were like, we finally have a campaign we think that you'd be perfect for. And it was great. But Dr. Pepper.
Literally, Dr. Pepper is a perfect example here. You have made Dr. Pepper part of your literal online brand
since you started. It's part of my personality, basically. Yeah. And I would say that that is probably the only brand where I have gotten like sassy with them. Because at that point, it was just hilarious because they did send
me. They sent you like the backpack. Like, 6 cans.
Yes.
And it wasn't just because they sent you 6 cans.
It was that they sent everyone else actively like cases.
Sending a ton of people, a ton, like thrones of Dr. Pepper.
And I wanted a throne.
It was just like, you wanted a throne, which you didn't even want a sponsorship.
No, I just wanted a throne of Dr. Pepper.
You just wanted free Dr. Pepper.
The funniest part was that they had reached out while they were doing those giveaways and they're like, hey, we're sending you something. What's your address?
And then I'm
like, oh my God, what am I going to get? And there was a fucking 6-pack. But then also someone reached out to me. It was after I stopped working at Clever, so they couldn't send it there. You're in the video. It's like they sent me like a birthday one.
Yeah.
And we opened it and it was like 3 cans.
You're not an influencer. It's hard to understand. But if you're giving free product placement, like Lily constantly does for Dr. Pepper and Coors Light.
Like once or twice. It's literally probably upwards of 100 times.
And Coors Light too. If I were these brands, I would be sending you and be like, let me know when you run out. What is it to them to send you a pack when normally you'd get paid to put a product in a video?
And I would just do it because I'd be so happy.
They're of getting course. A whole video right now. So obviously they're doing something.
Yeah, this is kind of dumb.
I know.
Oh, it is heavy.
Can I weigh it? Can I give a weight test?
That's a fucking 12 pack, girl.
But it doesn't. It's a 12 pack of Dr. Pepper.
That's not. Is that just big enough?
No.
It's not even Dr. Pepper.
It's like one can laid down.
Literally, it might be 6 Dr. Peppers laid down.
Max.
Wow, this is gonna be disappointing.
I feel like this is like literally just like the most ungrateful.
Unless they send you like tickets to Disney World.
Maybe they're doing a brand trip.
Brand trip with Dr. Pepper?
This is gonna suck.
No offense, Dr. Pepper.
I'm like, but please, I'm so grateful for everything that I get and all of the opportunities and.
What, are you not supposed to be disappointed?
No, like, we're grateful.
That's nice.
To the birthday pepper.
Why are you British right now?
Your birthday month is kind of a big deal to us. So to celebrate, we've created a limited edition birthday cake flavored Dr. Pepper and some exclusive party supplies to help commemorate your existence.
Okay, well, don't act like this is exclusively for me.
That didn't even say your name on the card. Every brand that's ever sent me anything has been like, Jesse, hope you enjoy XOXO.
They just put to the birthday pepper.
And it does also say, do us a solid.
Don't say they told you to post.
Do us a solid and share your Dr. Pepper birthday cake photos using hashtag Dr. Pepper birthday.
Wow, they're playing you nasty.
I don't want the flavored one, I just want normal.
They're letting you go to the store.
Oh no, it smells like Play-Doh.
Shut the fuck up. Wow, does smell like Play-Doh, it's weird.
Kind of tastes like Dr. Pepper and then someone like sprinkled Funfetti mix in it on accident.
Delicious.
It's like a Funfetti aftertaste.
It tastes like a Dr. Pepper that's flat.
It isn't as carbonated.
That's like the best part.
I prefer normal Dr. Pepper.
Low-key, you're never getting another package again. I
mean, whatever, they still get free brand deals.
I mean, you still buy your own Dr. Pepper, which is fine.
Really, nothing's changing.
They weren't even like regular Dr. Pepper like flavor. But what I want to say about that is the difference between that and someone like Noelle, because... You know, you, like you said, you got kind of sassy with them and would joke about how they don't want to sponsor you or don't want to, you know, give you free product. Mm-hmm. And some people may take that and be like, well, why do you think you deserve that? Whatever. What I want to point out a difference here, and it is quite a big difference, because influence is not a blanket. Not every single creator has the same amount of influence just depending on following. People with less followers can have more influence than someone with more. It really depends on engagement. Someone like Noelle eating Subway every Thursday, although it's like, yeah, sure, some people are seeing it. Maybe they'll be like, sure, that made me kind of want to crave Subway today. You know what I mean? Mm. It is not super cohesive with her brand and like her personality. What you did with Dr. Pepper is you almost made it an inside joke amongst your following. And you got people constantly mentioning Dr. Pepper in basically any piece of content you were in. Like somebody was talking, oh, where's Lily? Somebody get her a Dr. Pepper. She needs, like, we did our sweating video and they're like, oh, she needs a Dr. Pepper. Like, that is what you did. And that is influential. Now, I don't know if anybody actually went out and bought Dr. Pepper because of you.
At least I would see a few, because they would even bring them to meet and greets.
Well, there you go. You see, there is a difference between influencers. And I just think someone like Noelle would probably be less likely because her content, you know, being a teacher and just like lifestyle stuff may not be something that Subway would be looking to work with. Now, again, I'm not saying she was 100% serious. I know she was trying to be funny, but when you factor in everything we're going to talk about, it does seem like she actually does think she should have gotten sponsored by Subway just for showing them. And that's just not how it works.
And that's what I was going to say. It's also that it's like she might be eating it every week, but it's like she eating it just because it's like the best option she has.
She literally said it's one of two fast food places. We'll see that in her response.
There you go. So I'm like, it's not like I love Subway so much. It is the best thing. It's just like, okay, well, you go there because it's like next to your school.
These two videos, the reason why they got people so riled up was for what we're going to watch right now, because the person who made her sandwich actually responded.
That which I remember. Is yeah.
Crazy. But also just like her general attitude towards the workers themselves. I shit you not. I am the person in my daily life, regardless if I get annoyed or I'm just like, fuck, I really wanted to eat that particular thing and they completely fucked it up. I am the first person to tell people, like if my dad is a big one, that he'll be like, what the heck? This guy, not to the, like once we get home already, he's like, yeah. What the fuck? My sandwich is all messed up. I'm like, papi, they don't get paid enough to fucking like for them to be making zero mistakes and they're supposed to be perfect all the time. I'm like, you know how many orders they're fulfilling in a small amount of time and they're not getting paid enough to do that? Like, give them a fucking break. You know what I mean? Like, I genuinely think that entitled attitude probably pissed people off because of that too.
Well, yeah. And it's like, I hope she was being sarcastic, but it's like, even like the videos that we did unboxing the Dr. Pepper and stuff, I'm making jokes and I'm like acting like quote unquote mad, but I'm like, I'm not really mad. It's not that deep. I'm laughing and stuff. Like, it's clear that it's a joke. I guess she wasn't clear that it was sarcasm. So that leaves a lot of room for people to not be able to read sarcasm and also just assume that you're
rich. I just don't think comedy or like any sort of translation with comedy, like it's just not translating. I have a little skit that she did that I just want to show you to give you, you know, an idea of her content. That she did like teacher skits, you know, like just content, whatever,
like Michelle the bartender, then, but with teacher.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
And just like her delivery, it's not surprising that like her trying to be funny would be what we just
watched. I was going to say, so you don't think she's funny?
No, I don't. No, it's just some people don't have that. And that's fine. Like, who gives a fuck? It's just, anyway, let's just watch.
Okay, class. We're going to get started. Class, we're going to start it now. Eyes up here.
It's really going for a while.
1, 2, 3, eyes on me. Thank you.
Oh, I have no idea what that means at all.
Yeah, I mean, that's what teachers say. And then you like, or there's like things where it's like, they'll do something, then you clap or like.
Sure. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Like, she's not like a freaking stand-up comedian, which I don't expect her to be. But I'm saying like when people who aren't like outwardly like just super funny and like charismatic and stuff, sometimes they, when they try to be funny, it can be read wrong, which I do think happened. I think she was trying to joke, regardless of how cringy it is, because it's like, who cares? But some of the comments under that were everyone acting like they've never been hangry, which I agree. Mm-hmm. People act like they've never been upset over a wrong order, which I also agree. I mean, we have. We just didn't film it and then put it on the internet. That's the difference. Anyway, this is the Subway worker who made the sandwich.
You're kidding me. Are you kidding?
Hey, so I made this. That's what was on the receipt. I know that's not what you usually order because you order a lot. Okay, so I usually
not the
have
call
an
out.
Idea
I can't.
Of what you're ordering. And when I got your receipt, I was like, this is not usually what she orders. Given I should have called you, I should have called the number on your receipt.
Absolutely not.
If someone...
No.
I would die. Like, if In-N-Out did, like, delivery orders or pickup orders, and someone called me and was like...
They call you, they're like, Lily, this isn't you.
You don't get anything other than ketchup. So, like, they wouldn't call. That would be silly. They would have made it how I normally order it.
I mean, I think that if you order something wrong, it is not the job of the person on the other end.
No, that to is be the like, sweetest thing I've like, ever what heard.
If, yeah, literally, she's being way too fucking nice. Yeah. And that's very sweet, but absolutely no, you should not have called her. That's insane, and that's not your job.
No. I'm more like, how'd you fuck up again? Like, you go through and, like, check what you find out.
But with Subway receipts, we just make whatever's on the receipt. So I thought, oh, maybe she's switching it up today. But it just tells us what's on there. Must have been a problem with the app. Our app sucks. But I just make what's on the receipt and I put it on the shelf. I'm sorry.
I love her.
Oh my god. So people got really upset and then she had to make an apology.
Oh my god. What what did she say?
Let's talk about the elephant, or in this case, the big sandwich in the room.
Good one.
I didn't double check my order before placing it. I was in a rush trying to order it and I think I clicked something wrong or it glitched or something and my special instructions got wiped out and reset. And I just didn't realize it before I placed the order. I was so excited to eat it. I was so hungry. So when I opened my meal and realized that it wasn't what I thought I ordered, I was bummed. But I also took the opportunity to make it overly dramatic, and it just wasn't funny like I thought it would be. I made the wrong judgment call there. Although it may have come across differently, there's no negativity targeted towards any of the Subway employees. I see them once or twice a week. They are all super nice. I went in today to apologize to all of them, including the one who made the sandwich. And just to tell them that I seriously appreciate everything they do and all of their hard work. They're one of only two fast food chains in this town. So I just wanted to let them know that they are very appreciated.
Okay.
That's nice.
I don't know.
Sure.
You know, it's fine.
Yeah.
Now, that whole entire saga took place in 2023. And she still posts about Subway because it's still probably one of two places in her town. And she still eats it. And she still posts about what she eats.
It's reliable.
So this is a TikTok. We're not going to show it because it's just her eating her Subway sandwich. But current day, people are still leaving comments. Should have begged them to sponsor you. There should be cucumbers and tomatoes. Extra tomatoes, no mayo. So like, people don't let shit go. Bro, there is this one girl on TikTok that does cooking videos. And she made this one shrimp Alfredo. And all she did... which I will say, would I do it? No, I wouldn't. But it's really not that big of a deal. Is when the pasta was like cooked, she put like the raw shrimp kind of at the end, kind of like peas, you know?
Mushy peas.
Like, well, like when
have you apologized for that? Like something, everyone was very upset.
Everybody was mad about my mushy peas?
Because it wasn't comments? Mushy peas. Yeah, it wasn't mushy peas.
The fuck was it?
I don't know. I don't remember. It was some kind of
something else green and liquid.
Yeah.
My apologies. So this girl did that one thing with the shrimp Alfredo, and I shit you not, it's been over a year, and everything she cooks, which by the way, she cooks great. She cooks amazing things. Every comment.
Just one mistake is literally doomed her for the rest of the
top comments all, we will never forget your shrimp Alfredo. And I'm like, girl, maybe we should. I don't know. That's not normal.
Thank God we aren't on TikTok.
Bro, the grudges that they hold against the dumbest shit.
I couldn't handle it.
Well, the thing is, it's like, it's very petty, stupid things. And I realize that a lot of it's based in humor. It's like little things they find funny. It's not like they're actually bothered by her shrimp Alfredo. Still, they just think it's funny to still comment it. But yeah, I would be so annoyed as a creator. I'd be like, okay, it was funny the first three times. Now it's been 1,000.
That was one time.
Literally. But anyway, that was the Subway saga. And then another thing we have, which is kind of more serious, is Noelle was called out because one of her students secretly recorded her classroom she was like losing her shit.
What?
Yeah. And she has made it a point. I saw on Cece's video, like, she has literally said, like, I cuss, but I don't cuss in school. Like, I don't do any of that.
How old are the kids that she teaches?
They're in high school, because one of the things she got, like, one of her biggest viewed videos and like something she does regularly is like stock them up with like period supplies. So I'm assuming high school.
Okay.
But anyway, this is a TikTok and it says on screen, Miss Teacher wants to be TikTok famous and all she does all day is post videos from school. Maybe she can really go viral now. This is what teaches our students in Kansas, and she still has a job. Do better, Tonganoxie. Tonganoxie? I don't know if that's a school. Shake my head.
Oh, wow.
And here it is.
I've taught freshmen. I've taught sixth graders. I've taught sophomores. I've taught juniors. They all act 10 years older than you guys have as a whole. You should be fucking embarrassed. All right. We're gonna have a conversation. Now that I've got that out, I'm gonna calm down now. I know that was a lot. It was a lot for me too. But we have to talk about this because I would be doing you a disservice. Can you get off your phone, Nate, please? I'd be doing shit.
Yeah, she knows people are on their phones.
Yes or no?
Why are you talking to me like that?
I'm asking you a question.
I don't want to answer.
Okay, then get out. Go.
All right.
What about you? Is that okay?
No.
Is it okay? Is it okay to treat me like shit? Is it okay to treat me like shit? Ben, is it okay to treat me like shit?
No.
Thank you. I don't deserve that shit, guys. I do not, and you know that. And I'm not saying everybody in here treats me like that. Some of you guys treat me with respect every day. But I dread teaching this class every day because of the way you treat me. And that's not okay. I can't get through one fucking sentence without somebody whistling, making a bird noise, rolling their chair around.
Don't get me wrong. I could never be a teacher in a million years. Hats off to them. But I cannot think of one time that I ever had a teacher that said fuck.
Oh yeah, I definitely did. I definitely have had teachers lose it a little bit. I remember one time, I mean, I've had a few teachers like cuss and stuff, but like one time my drama teacher at the time got so upset at all of us that she threw her notebook up and it actually like fell on her head. Girl, like the fucking room, we were trying so hard not to laugh.
I can't remember any like cussing, but I definitely like can think of a few times yelling, I guess. But also, I don't feel like any of my classes were particularly like disrespect. Like they definitely weren't like all like, oh, let's all do it coordinated, like, or like people.
From what
purposely...
I understand, it's gotten so much worse for teachers. And especially this is happening, I think like 2 years ago or something. And so that's still in the few years following COVID. Mm-hmm. And I just know, and teachers have been so vocal about the fact that it got so bad. The behavior got so bad. I mean, I hope it's gotten better since then, but it got so much worse than it ever was before that teachers were quitting at an unprecedented like pace. It was just they were all leaving.
They're not being paid enough. And then also if
that's
there's
the thing.
Like students like all ganging up and like bullying them basically.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, they're notoriously underpaid, overworked, very stressed out. Now, what I will say about this is that from what she's saying, I can understand. Like, she literally sounds so fucking, like, at her, a breaking point.
That's why I was like, I mean, I would have snapped.
But what I would say is that, unfortunately, in that situation, much like I even think with, like, younger kids really push your buttons. Like, my daughter pushes buttons all fucking day. And, I mean, her teacher is a saint. But, like, you kind of have to learn how to navigate and like you have to regulate yourself, because if you don't, it's really just not a place that you should be. You know what I mean? Like, she should have literally stepped out of the room and been like, I need a second, just stood outside of the door or something. You know, that's the type of situation that you can't engage with them, regardless of how absolutely I can totally understand why she was like, if people are just never shut the fuck up.
Well, and especially
like,
if it's
so
like,
annoying.
And I don't know if this was the case, but like, I feel like with little kids, obviously they can push buttons and stuff, but it's also, I feel like probably more like individualized behavior. But like in high school, it's literally
it's ganging
like
groups up on her.
Of people are going to gang up on you and they're just going to be like little fucking ass. Assholes. Again,
that definitely seems like it could be.
I could never.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound good, but it also like it could have been a lot worse.
That's how I felt when I saw it. I'm like, that sucks. And I do think that like she should have been reprimanded probably by the school in terms of like talking to her and being like, hey, we need to find a better way to handle things like that. But I think like the words on the screen, like she still has a job. I'm like, she didn't touch anyone. I mean, I get it. That's inappropriate to speak to children in that way. But
more
like,
concerning about the caption, though, is that like, is she really like, is she on TikTok?
I feel like that could have been like an exaggeration of just like
completely.
Her posting.
But yeah, like not the whistleblower.
I mean, my first thought when I saw her TikTok was like, shit, how does she navigate that? Because you're teaching at a high school and making TikToks already. That has to be difficult. Like if they know you're a TikTok person.
I think about that with most teachers. And I guess most teachers that have followings, it's like the kids are like
cool with it.
Yeah, they like it. But like if they didn't like it, I feel like that could go very south very quickly.
Yeah, because like if they don't like her as a teacher, maybe she's like a little too strict for their liking or whatever. They already felt some type of way and then they find her TikTok. Yeah. Oh, they're going to bully the fuck out of
you. Exactly.
So, yeah, I just think she probably was at a breaking point. It sounded like that. And I understand why she got to that point more than likely, but it doesn't make it okay. Yeah. That's how I feel about that. I don't think that that's a thing that's like, oh my gosh, she's like an evil person and she's horrible and she's like punching those kids in the face. Like,
no, I'm just more like, really that is a textbook example of why I'm not ever going to be a teacher.
Right. Now we go to the Super Bowl saga. Okay. Because this is really something. Okay. It really is.
As long as there's no conspiracy theories about dark magic.
So this is her just giving her two cents on the Super Bowl and her thoughts on not being personally invited.
What? The fact that it is the third year in a row that the Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs, the city in which I live, the third year in a row that the Chiefs have made it to the Super Bowl and I have not been invited by the Super Bowl, by the Chiefs, by any brands. Yeah, it feels personal at this point. It really does. I go to the games. I post about going to the games. I wear my Chiefs gear every single week on Fridays and sometimes on other days too. Sundays, obviously, as well. I don't know what else I have to do.
Not this.
Whatever opposite of this is, girl, take literally, a U-turn and go back to the drawing board.
Like, I wanted to, like, give her the benefit. I was like, oh, she's kidding again, right?
No, that's why I said the Subway thing is like, oh, yeah, she was kidding. But then you look at other things and you're like, I don't think she's kidding. I think she genuinely thinks that. Why do you think she maybe didn't get invited to the Super Bowl, Lily? Thoughts?
I don't know. Like, who gets invited to the Super Bowl?
Well, influencers do get invited, like the Alex Earls.
Yeah,
right?
But she's not Alex Earl.
She's not. And also, isn't Alex Earl, like, she has an NFL boyfriend?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know who got invited, but I'm like, I would assume the people that did, like, yeah, she has a lot of followers, like, over 5 million is a lot, but, like, a lot of people have that many followers on TikTok. So I feel like the people that are getting... How many followers does Alex Earl have? I feel like it's a bad example just because she is like kind of mainstream at the same time.
Okay, so there's a few things. So the Super Bowl doesn't tell people, like, they're not going to call people up and say, hey, come to the Super Bowl, please.
No.
They don't need to sell tickets. They're good.
And it's brands, just brands that attend
and get like VIP suites and then take a certain amount of creators. They do take influencers. And I will admit, those influencers don't always fit into a niche that makes sense. But then again, the brands that go there don't always make sense for a football event.
One, especially,
you know,
for
the
Super Bowl. It's like, I mean, it's the biggest soda.
It's biggest soda day of the year, I've heard.
No, but it's like a lot of food and drink brands that are like very
could
much
be,
like,
but
anyone.
I've also seen makeup brands too.
Oh, well, that too. I mean, because people that don't watch football watch the Super Bowl.
Right, exactly. But I just don't think she understands how, number one, just having followers isn't always the thing. Yeah. You know, they look at engagement, they look at a lot of things, and you just living in the place where it happens to be also isn't a thing. Now, I will say I've gotten invited to a ton of things in Miami simply because people thought for a while I was still living in Miami, and then I'm like vocally from there. So yeah, sometimes people knowing that you're in the area, they'll rather invite someone local so they don't have to pay flights and stuff. But that's not always the case. And I'm sure there's no shortage of people who wanted to go to the Super Bowl.
I feel like this is like me being like, I am so mad because Coachella did not invite me to come. Like, I've been multiple years and I've posted about them and no brands reached
literally
out.
Same.
And it's my most liked content, but I'm pissed. No, it would have been nice if I could get a brand deal, but like that kind of entitlement is such a turn off.
Well, that's what I was gonna say, like publicizing it, you've already lost.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This,
I'm like, if you
public
are
asking for it,
like, you think you should be famous, that's a no for me.
I mean, she's not saying she should be famous, she's just saying
no, but like, she thinks she's big enough that she needs to be invited to the Super Bowl and that it's weird that she wasn't.
What I think it is with her is that she thought, because I mean, back in the day when I hit 1 million on Vine, opportunities did flood in. You know what I mean? It was super, super quick. But I don't think she realizes, like you said, how common it is to have that type of following on TikTok. As insane as that sounds, I had never heard of this girl until this moment.
Well, and especially like the brand deals we got and stuff, like that also is such a different landscape now than it was then. I feel like if you don't have a manager that has like connections to a lot of the agencies and brands, you're not gonna get.
So Chelsea was saying she does have a manager because like his info is in her bio on Instagram, so like apparently she does. But I think that she thinks of this whole entire thing as like, I passed a threshold, you know, I have over 5 million followers, I should absolutely be getting certain things. To which I say I agree with her to a point. I think that number one, you're not getting the views But like your engagement isn't super high, but you get a couple hundred thousand views. That's good. I think that she doesn't realize how this works, and how it works is like, if you really want to work with brands, the number one thing you should be doing is privately reaching out.
Yeah.
Like finding PR emails, trying to find. When I wanted to get on PR lists back in the day when I had my beauty channel, I had to ask a beauty friend, like, what are their emails?
Well, that's
like, I don't know how to do this.
Even thinking to like, I don't work with my manager anymore just because I like don't post anything. And we have like the agency that helps us with the podcast and it's separate from that. But like, even with that is a good example too. Like, if you don't have that person that has the connections, it's not like brands are like, oh, you have a manager, I'll take your stuff. It's like, they just know people and they know who to put you in front of to be able to get the deal.
Yes, that's a good point. Cause then what she's essentially trying to do is like, I don't know either those people's info, or I have messaged them and they haven't answered. Maybe she's DM'd them or something. And she is trying to bypass that part of it, where it's like, you do have to know someone who knows someone. Because if a social media manager for the Super Bowl or a brand that's attending the Super Bowl sees this, this isn't going to cut it. Like, this isn't something that's going to be like, oh, we should really get her in there. Because number one, your attitude is like, I should have been invited already.
Yeah.
And then number two, you're not even like really explaining, like, you wearing the Chiefs gear is not bringing a lot to the table.
Well, that's just also
like everyone knows the Chiefs.
That's another thing, is like, her content, if it's majority just like her in a classroom like eating and stuff, do people want to see her vlog and like go to the Super Bowl? Like, is that, if that's not your content, like, what content are you going to do when you're there? And if it's so different than your normal stuff, that isn't going to be like standing out as something that's like, she's going to be a great fit. When I used to get the most brand deals, it was after I'd been at Clever, where we were doing like weird shit and like going to things all the time, and it was just like, come along with me. And now I'm at home and I don't get the brand deal.
Yeah. But anyway, she continues on.
I am such a huge fan. Ever since I have moved onto Kansas City soil, which I have been living in the Kansas/Kansas City area for almost 10 years now. Ever since I moved here, I've been a Chiefs fan.
Okay.
Not only that, I've been a football fan my entire life. Huge football fan. I watch 6 hours of football every single Sunday. Girl. Like, it is my life. I love it so much.
So does like,
I was getting lying.
Like half of America.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Like, what? This is the weirdest like plea. Also, one last thing about like, there are so few circumstances where you are calling out brands directly and it's anyway a proactive approach. This is not like, no one's gonna see this and be like, we really fucked up.
Yeah, we should have brought her and then like reach out to you and get you in. The approach, it has, number one, too much desperation seeping through it. Like, that already, weird. you gotta play it cool. Even if you really want it, you gotta play it cool.
Well, and also, no one's gonna invite you to the Super Bowl because you're a football fan. Like, that's pretty irrelevant at this point.
That's why everyone's there, girl.
Exactly. Like, the only way you're going is if you can offer the brand something, and you're not really doing that.
She's not telling them what she's gonna bring to the table, no. She's pretty much only saying how it would benefit her.
Yes.
She's like, I really like it. Like,
yeah, she's like, why wouldn't you invite me? Why? I'm not the first person you think of when you think of football.
And I post about it a lot, and so the fact that I haven't been invited, I'm heartbroken, especially when I get to see all of these amazing influencers who get invited every year and they have no connection to either team involved in the Super Bowl, and sometimes no connection to football whatsoever. I want to be invited, so just take this as my application. Brands, I love to drink, I love everything.
Me too.
So that won't be an issue. So if you want to bring me to the Super
Bowl. Unless there's tomatoes and cucumbers.
Yeah. Do not fucking put those tomatoes and cucumbers near my fucking food, or else.
That just like, reiterated what I just said, where it's like, what are you bringing to the table that you love football?
And she'll also eat and drink whatever they've got. She's a down ass bitch.
I am also a huge Chiefs fan. Like, you will not regret it. I promise. Yeah. It feels personal that I haven't been invited. Honestly, it feels personal. I know it's not, but it feels that way. Go Chiefs.
Okay.
Hey, brother. Our researcher put this clip in here, and I think it's funny because it's her with a Green Bay. What is it? Green Bay Packers.
Well, also, I'm like, it doesn't matter if you're a Chiefs fan. No one's promoting the teams when they're getting invited to the. Like,
you know, I just think in general, she just did a poor pitch. I think that this is symbolic of people who are like new to this space and like don't know how it works and don't understand that. Yes, connections are everything. I mean, even with this podcast, like, we had to reach out to fellow friends who have podcasts and be like, how do you do this? Who helps you? We don't know. And we've been doing this for 10 years.
Yeah.
So we knew that the answer wasn't getting on here and being like, oh man, we really need some sponsor. We had one sponsor a month forever. Well, like, literally, it was like,
you do. And especially, I think it was more like years ago. It was pretty rare that I would get just like a cold email from a brand, like a big brand, to be like, hey, Lily, want to work with us? It's like, that's not how they're reaching out. They're reaching out through agencies and managers. And it doesn't mean you have to have like the top manager. It's just like, no, they just have the connections. It's not like a hierarchy kind of thing. It's just like, no, you just need that other, like that's who right. they're talking to. And with us, especially, it was never like, oh, I don't think any brands want to work with us. That's why we ended up seeking out the agency that we work with, because we were like, our numbers are good. So like, we just need to know who to ask.
Yeah.
Like, who do we get in front of?
To those brands.
And then the second we got in front of them, they're like, oh yeah, here.
Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our sponsor, and that's OneSkin.
And if you're unfamiliar, OneSkin is basically our favorite skincare line because they are redefining the aging process using their proprietary OS01 peptide, which is the first ingredient to help skin look, feel, and behave like its younger self.
And they have pretty much any skincare product you could think of. They have sunscreen for your face, sunscreen for your body. I personally love their moisturizer the most. Their eye cream is amazing.
And speaking of the eye cream, did you know the skin around your eyes is 20 to 30 years biologically older than the rest of your face?
It certainly looks like that. So yes, I believe that. But that's why their eye cream actually has the highest concentration of that OS01 peptide to give that area on your face some extra attention.
I would like all of my skin's age reversed, but definitely around the eyes is crucial.
So if you guys want to try out OneSkin for yourself, you can head over to oneskin.co and use the code DWKT to get 15% off your order.
That's 15% off at oneskin.co using the code DWKT. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you how you heard about them, and you're going to tell them that the girlies sent you.
And thank you so much to OneSkin for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
Sorry guys, my headphones died, so you get to see my ears for a little bit.
I don't
bit.
Know what we were even just saying, but yeah,
just that like you need to go through the people that have the connections to be able to get the brand deals. Right. It's not like a personal thing towards you. Maybe you would have gotten invited if you were with an agency or someone that like had connections to the brands going to the Super Bowl.
She's not the only creator who's ever publicly said, I really want to work with this brand. And I don't think inherently just saying, like manifesting it and just being like, damn, it would be amazing to partner with these people. I think that what sat with people the wrong way was her just being like, yeah, it is, like, I'm taking it personally. Like, I live like here, and basically I'm a better fit than the other people that are attending because yeah. they don't even like football. Like, that's the vibe that I got.
It's not like an aspirational, like, oh, like even with us with Truly, we're like, oh, that would be so cool. Like, we would love to be spawned. It's not like Truly, really, you're missing out. Like, how dare you not sponsor us?
Literally, we have given Truly 226 product placements. That has happened on this show.
Minus
maybe
a few.
223.
Like, there was a few times I had Dr. Pepper in the very beginning.
I mean, very rare. But like, yeah, seriously, it's just not gonna sit well, especially with your audience that's watching this. So I don't think she thought that part through either, where it's like, her audience is gonna see this.
Well,
it's
just gonna
sit
well
with people. People are
gonna
be like, what the
okay,
fuck?
Like, must be nice to even think you could get a sponsorship. Like,
yeah. But this was her response because people did not take it well. And so she put up this TikTok.
I wanna talk about the fact that anytime I post a video, anything relating to wanting to go on a brand trip or wanting to work with a brand, and people comment things like, you're so thirsty, what are you doing? Like, this is so embarrassing for you. And why is it that you're saying that? Because when other influencers do that, it's totally fine. Like, do you know how many big creators that I have seen complain about not getting to go on a Tarte trip, and then the next Tarte trip they're literally on it? Or like, not complaining about being on a Tarte trip, but like wanting to go on one and expressing that in their videos, and then the next Tarte.
You were complaining though.
Well, that's the thing. I think that she's conflating what she did to people who are just like, oh my god, like, of course I would never go on a Tarte, or make a joke about it.
That's
I don't
the
know
thing.
What the
like,
fuck
other
she's referring
people
to.
I feel like make jokes where it's like, if it was just like a no talking video, it would be like me dreaming about being on the next Tarte trip or something. And it's like something. Rallying kind of like their followers behind them too. But in a
I
very
guarantee you they
joking,
didn't sit down and say like, this is personal. Like,
it's in
this
a lighthearted
definitely
manner that's not like, and I think even like, didn't Tana start posting like, she's like, I love Tarte. Tarte is my favorite makeup ever when everyone was getting invited.
Oh yeah.
And then they did bring her because it was funny.
Did I mention, and I've always said this, how much I love Tarte. Not only is my concealer, foundation, bronzer, powder, eyebrow powder, eyeliner, mascara, lip liner, blush, and lip gloss Tarte, and my setting spray, my water's Tarte, my TVs are Tarte. The last meal I ate, you guessed it, Tarte. When I get a car, I'm gonna get it at Tarte. I mortgage my house to Tarte. God, I just love Tarte.
was just sleeping and dreaming about Tarte.
Just a random thought I had to get off my chest for no apparent reason for you guys.
That's not what you did.
Right, not even close.
I didn't see any negative comments on those videos. So why is it the negativity on me when I put forth legit evidence as to why I am I'm a huge Chiefs fan, why I would be so honored with the opportunity.
Listen to what she said she brought evidence for. She brought evidence that she was a Chiefs fan and that she would be honored for the opportunity. Girl, brands don't give a shit about that.
That's the thing.
They could not care less.
That doesn't have value to them. It's a business.
Every single person attending that game that day has the same situation going on. So, like, why wouldn't they bring all of them?
I mean, that speaks to her being like, oh, the other people, they don't even watch football. It's like, no one fucking cares if they watch football. Like,
no, that's not what it's about. And I do think it says something that, like, she is not advocating for her influence or what she could do for the brand or be like, hey, like, not like, oh, I could get my fans to like buy a bunch of your products, but just like, hey, I think my fans would be really engaged with this. Like, I think it would sit well with them. It would resonate with them. And I think that we could, you know, we could really do something together. Nothing.
I mean, and sorry to keep bringing up like the Dr. Pepper and like Coors Light of it all, but like, that's very much like, oh my God, my followers would like lose it. Like, it's been an inside joke for years that like I would finally get sponsored by Dr. Pepper or something. Hers is all coming from a place of like, me, 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 I deserve it. Why wouldn't you have known that I'm a huge Chiefs fan?
Something like this, and people are just saying I'm a pick me. And first of all, thank you to this comment who, like, yeah, it's not even just the amount of followers. It's just the fact that, like, why can't I ask? Why can't I shoot my shot? Like, why not?
You did. It was just a bad job.
And I mean, I get it. Maybe she's, like, just feeling sensitive in this moment to what people are telling her. But, like, personally, my criticism with her is not that you can't shoot your shot. I just don't think that if you really want results, this is the way to do it.
Yeah.
Like any other influencer. I see so many influencers do it every single day and nobody complains about it.
Okay.
And then they end up getting what they want. They end up getting to work with those cool
brands.
Let's
see examples.
So I don't see why it's such a problem for me. And you know what I think it is? It's because I'm a teacher and people hate teachers.
What?
Like, I'm sorry. Maybe that's cynical. But I'm convinced that is why. Also, I don't live in New York. I don't live out east.
How did we get here?
I don't know. I think that maybe she has a lot of feelings, as we saw in that like undercover video or whatever. Like, she has a lot of feelings towards being a teacher in general, which probably are all valid and rooted in some sort of, you know, like, it's her thing that she's been through. But I guarantee you that is not why.
Not
I will
even
also say, just to be realistic, I don't think people are visiting her page for like a super engaging, like, you know what I mean? I think people just followed her over the years because she got viral a few times.
Yeah.
And like, that's fine. But like, it's not because you're a teacher. It's just because people don't think that you make the most sense for this opportunity. Like, it's just,
I think there are just some creators that are more accessible for brands and like, it's easy for them to like picture how to work together. And it's like, it just makes sense.
She also has to understand that, yeah, brands are looking at your page, not only look at your engagement, not only looking at your following. I would argue that following would be like very low on the list of like, I mean, it's something they consider, but I would
but
say
like
engagement
after you
is
have
way
a certain amount of
there.
Followers, that's kind of like, I mean, everyone they're looking at has that many followers. So like,
right. But I think that they are trying to picture what that integration is going to look like. How would you be charismatic and integrate that into you eating lunch at school? Or like, if you do vlog yourself going to the Super Bowl or vlog yourself eating Subway, is that going to perform and make sense for them as a brand? So I think that there's a lot to be said. And that's why I'm saying, like, not everybody's influence is the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, some people just don't vibe with a creator in that way. They just like more so would like to see them once in a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just don't think she understands kind of like her niche on the internet. And that's not to say that she doesn't fit any brand.
Well, that's
what
I was thinking. Even you said like the thing about the giving out period stuff to her students. That's like right up like Playtex or something. Like, I could totally see that.
Yeah, for sure. I think that that makes so much sense. So like, I think if she tried to go more that route, you know, then yeah. But this Super Bowl is so far left field.
As social media has like evolved, and especially with TikTok, we always say that like people, there's so many people with millions of followers that like back like 10 years ago, it used to be like, I even went on some dates with a guy that he worked for a company that made like the database that brand would like type in like what demo they want to reach, and then the topics or whatever.
Oh, I know what it is. Yeah.
And then it would come up and it would like rank people like by engagement, and it had a bunch of different like markers that they would be able to look at. And at that point, I think it was much more like, you're at the top of the list, we will come to you with an offer. And now I think there's so many people with followers that brands do have to use a little more of like just human thinking.
Well, I think that they've invested a lot of money they've probably lost, because it's like, oh, you have a lot of followers, let's give you all this money.
Exactly.
And then they realize that that does not resonate at all. It doesn't fit with their audience. It makes zero sense. Much like this would be. This would be a waste of money for a brand to get her to go out and vlog. That really would be. It doesn't matter that you would have a great time and you would show yourself having a great time. That really does nothing for the brand. I think that the resonating with the audience is what makes the most sense. And just like, she is not the fit. So like, for her to equate it to like, you hate teachers? Absolutely crazy. Not. I don't think that has anything to do with it.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
But I'm convinced that that is why. Also, I don't live in New York. I don't live out east, Miami, Philly, New York. I don't live in LA. Like, I don't live in any of those cool cities.
It doesn't matter where you live. If a brand wants to work with you, they'll fly you out. They have money.
In a heartbeat, yeah. I mean, like I said, I have literally experienced people trying to find local creators. You know what I mean? Even huge brands. Like, I remember Too Faced was one of them. And they had us all come to a lunch. And it was only Miami creators. You know what I mean? So, like, there is...
Yeah, well, I mean, if it's, like, an event or something like that. But, like, for something like the Super Bowl, if they have a marketing... Right. Like, they have money to fly you out.
I don't know why that's pick me.
Oh, my God.
I'm just doing my best out here. But... thank you to everybody just like this person who gave me such positive comments. And I'm sure the Chiefs will never respond. And I will probably be watching the Super Bowl from my couch as planned. But that's okay.
Well, they're certainly not going to now, girl. Also, does the Chiefs send people to the Super Bowl? Like, I'm...
Absolutely not. I don't think
so. They don't give a fuck.
No, I really don't think so. I think that her... targeting them at any capacity is just very, very silly.
The other ones, it's like, maybe the sarcasm just didn't land for everyone. This was like a very, like, she's angry.
I know. And that's why I'm telling you, looking back at all of it, I'm like, I think this is just what she thinks. But anyway, moving on to the next and final saga of her, what people have been describing as begging for brand deals. Her bachelorette party is coming up because she's getting married. And she made a video.
If you are from a brand, any brand, and you are coming across this video, I beg you to please watch. I doubt this will get any traction, but I'm just going to try.
Already a bad start. Don't tell brands that, like, this video is probably not going to get seen by anyone. Like, that's probably not what they want to hear.
Oh, I didn't even hear that. I was just like, all brands? Like, that's a pretty wide net.
No, she said, this is probably not going to gain any traction. And it's like, that's not a good selling point.
I am planning my bachelorette weekend. It's coming up in a couple months and I'm so freaking excited. And I'm not gonna tell all y'all exactly where I'm going yet, but I will say we are going to the beach because I love the beach. And I'm working on putting some gifts together for all of my guests, my best friends in the world that are so graciously coming on this trip with me and spending money to be with me. And the way I view this trip is, yes, it's my bachelorette, but like, I view it more as like, I'm thanking my friends for walking into my life and changing my life for the better, being my inspiration, being my motivation, and just being such great friends to me. So this trip is really a thank you to them because they're spending money to be with me. Some of them are in my wedding and I just love them all so much. So I want to give them the best weekend ever. Everything that my maid of honor, my sister, and I are planning, like, we are keeping everybody, the whole group in mind. Like, it's not just only what I want to do. It's like things that, yes, that I would like to do, but that I also think the group would like to do as well. Really want their gifts to be amazing. My sister and I have already, like, decided on some things we want to try to give them. But if there's any brands out there that want to take part in some gifting, and I've obviously, like, I will post all about you and love you forever and support you forever. But just direct message me if you're interested or you have any ideas. I'm just so excited to thank my girls for sticking with me. So, yeah.
It's not asking for free stuff that's even the problem. It's just like, again, I think she really needs to revise her pitch process.
Although, before you speak too soon, this one kind of worked.
She got some brands?
She did.
Oh, I'm actually very surprised.
So there was one called Province Beauty that says, we get a lot of bachelorette gifting inbounds, and this stuck out to us, sending you a DM. And then someone called, oh God, I'm going to fuck Hued. Up this pronounce.
Hued? It's just Hued.
Oh, Hued. Hued. Hued bracelets. Says, this small, all in caps, brand would love to send you some items. We can offer you colorful and dainty silicone bracelets and rings. We would love to send you some for your girls. They are perfect for the beach. Now, that was a few brands that weighed in. But then as far as people, you have to remember, some of these people probably remember the Subway thing, the Super Bowl thing, you know, so they're coming a little bit hot.
Yeah.
One person said, don't choose a destination bachelorette then if you can't appropriately thank them with your own money. And then she responds, what an odd thing to say to a fellow teacher and content creator. Oh shit, so that other girl's a teacher too. Someone said, y'all are hypocrites because when Mei Mei does it, everyone's okay with it. So I know who Mei Mei is. I think she might have been one of the ones that asked for the tart thing.
Oh, I don't know.
Or like joked about it. I'm not sure.
You know where I want to go? Tell me why. Hold on, it's a Carl. Tell me why we have not been invited on a Tarte trip yet.
Jacob.
Listen, Tarte, I know it, okay? You guys have a big trip coming up at the beginning of every year. Tell me how the ultimate plus one, best plus one to ever exist, is not there, okay? Listen, this is my official application. Not for Mei Mei, but for me, okay? I can be anyone's plus one. I'm just kidding. Invite me. Mei Mei will be my plus one. I'll put on the makeup. I'll film the video. Tell me what I gotta do. They look crazy.
Jacob's been trying to get invited on a tripping on Tarte for years. It's been like 3 years now.
Listen, I see everyone else go on these trips, okay? But they're not giving you the content you need, okay? They're not getting the angles. They're not committed. They're not showing you the experience. I don't know what Mei Mei's gonna do. Maybe she'll film one video a day. Maybe she'll do nothing, okay? But I'll give you 40 videos. I'm ready for the plus one contact. I'm there. Let me tell you, okay? I'll be ready. 6 a.m. wake up, sunrise. I got you. Whatever you need.
I wonder if it's gonna be in like Bora Bora or Fiji.
I don't care where it is. I just wanna go.
Jacob just wants to know what it's like. Luckily, we've been invited to so many incredible places.
We truly have, and that's why I'm the best one to go, because I can tell you if it was actually good or not. I feel like Tarte is like the mecca of brand trips. I just gotta know what it's like.
That would be so cool if we got invited on a Tarte trip, but I bet you they don't even know who we are. That's on your bucket list, to be my plus one on a Tarte trip.
Yeah, that and go to every single Formula One race. But other than that, I have a pretty light goals for the year. I mean,
Jacob's 2025 goals.
Nothing really big going on for me.
And then someone else says, y'all are weird. We all know teachers are underpaid and overworked. Why wouldn't you want to help her get deals with brands?
Well, I think that's one kind of the problem with TikTok. It's that the people that are seeing this probably aren't necessarily even all her fans. Like, it's just, this is going to come up on other people's For You page that don't even know her. How do you feel? Because, like, I personally would never make a video being like, hi, brands, please reach out to me. But have I in the past, very seldom, because it makes me kind of uncomfortable, but, like, reach out to brands, like, via email or DM or something and asked for something. Sure. I think a lot of influencers probably are doing that successfully or not successfully, but they're having those conversations. They're just not necessarily putting it out there for everyone to see.
Right. That it's kind of like showing everyone how the sausage is made, and it's off-putting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think for sure. And I think it backfires more than it helps. Yeah. I think in this situation, it seems to have worked, but I think that in her other situations, completely backfired. And then I think in general, even if she got people to gift her, which she did for this particular instance, because I think in general, bachelorette content is more appealing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you on a bachelorette trip makes more sense than you in a Super Bowl, like just watching the game and eating hot dogs.
Well, and it's
beer.
Like,
you know
it's
what I mean?
Her bachelorette thing. So it's like, I mean, her whole brand seems to be very much just like her everyday life, bringing you along for, this isn't meant to be like shady, I'm like bringing you along for like the mundane of just like your lunch break and just like being a normal, relatable person. Like, obviously she would make content around her bachelorette and she would be like, oh my God, these are the gift bags I'm giving out. And it would make sense for her to then shout out what's in it. And I think that would actually be organic.
I think also the ask is a lot smaller. Mm-hmm. So if somebody has to send you 12 bracelets for your bachelorette, like that's a much smaller investment in you posting them, which you promised to do, probably makes sense for them. You know what I mean? So I understand why brands responded better to this than the Super Bowl one.
I mean, like you said, like makeup PR list, for example. If you get on those, like some of those brands send you so much shit. Like
so much
they have so much extra product that they have just for like gifting. And if they can get free, this isn't her asking for a brand deal. This is just asking for free product. That is something that brands usually like, that's what I'm saying. You could email them and you probably would have gotten way more. It's just like brands didn't necessarily see this and then wait for the entire video to have you get to the point. If you just wanted like not even like a couple $100 worth of product from a brand, they'll probably send it over, especially if you say you have 5.8 million followers.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting because she actually did post what seems to be a collaboration, not a sponsorship. I don't think she was paid for this post, but she posted this TikTok where she went to this place called the Fontaine Hotel. And this was it.
Looking for a spot for a fun night out or a date night? Look no further than the Fontaine Hotel on the Country Club Plaza. Take the elevator all the way to the top floor, and that's where you will find their rooftop bar, 901. The bar and restaurant have great vibes, great food, and great drinks. And in the winter, they transform the pool deck into a little neighborhood of igloos. And although spring is right around the corner, this March, you can still book your igloos. It's not too late. We ordered some drinks and some appetizers, and of course, some cookies and hot chocolate.
She's doing like the typical food blogger thing, which I know some people's entire content this, but it's also not her normal content, so it didn't super outperform anything.
This wasn't her bachelorette, was it?
No, this was 4 days ago.
Okay, so this is just in like separately. And yeah, hotels are very commonly, I feel like they don't, I mean, yeah, they'll pay people to go to, but like a lot of the time I think it's just trades for like, you can stay here for free if you post this.
Yes, but the whole point in even showing this is to show how her demeanor online just backfired as a whole. Because if you look in the comments of this post, which didn't like, it didn't go viral, it didn't get a lot of views or likes, it's just flooded with people with negative comments. One says, I don't know if your reviews are authentic anymore. Someone else says, did you finally get some poor brand to pay you for your sad get-togethers? Which is so fucked. I think that is such a mean comment. Someone else says, look like the partner begging played out. And she responds, this has been in the works for a long time, actually, because I've been such a big fan of the hotel for so many years. Have the day you deserve.
Heart hands emoji. So I was going to say, the first thing I noticed was, why is she not like just do it like a vlog? Because you went to the hotel, don't make it like an ad for the hotel.
I mean, either way, it's not like, it's not typical for her content, which is why she needs to understand that probably the most important thing you could do on the internet if you're an influencer is brand yourself, number one. Like just in general, people know you equal this.
Yeah.
Your personality is X, Y, and Z. They know what to expect from you every time they see you. Consistency is key, coming from the two people who were so inconsistent before this. But I don't even mean like posting wise. No, I mean like just generally, like every time you show up, they know what you're going to get.
Stay
She's
on
kind
brand.
Of a mixed bag. And then also just in general, she needs to find her niche. And if it's teaching and if it's just that kind of
thing,
there
aren't as many brands that really hone in into that world,
and there probably won't be. Yeah, some niches are more profitable brand wise than others,
because it doesn't make sense for the brand, because you're not using a lot of products and it doesn't have that kind of exchange.
Anybody out there that has like a marketing degree could look at her profile and understand why she would not be a brand's first choice regardless of her large following. And I think that that's something that may be confusing. Like if you start the internet and you think over time I've gained millions and millions and millions of followers, you think I should be making a shit ton of money on this app.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's just not always the case. If I were her, actually, I would like hone in on the niche of the teacher content or whatever, and like just focus on getting paid for views, because the brand deal thing, I don't think is going to be her main shtick. But anyway, we're going back to the bachelorette thing, because apparently so many brands reached out to her that she's now actually going to give back to her audience, which is nice.
Guys, we got so many brands and small businesses reaching out from my video last week, which I genuinely did not expect. I didn't think anybody would reach out. So the fact that
already
it's the weird
again,
dichotomy
girl.
Of her being like super entitled and thinking she should be invited to the Super Bowl,
then
but then
like,
also being like, no one's gonna watch this.
Nobody's gonna watch this. I'm surprised that a single soul saw it. It's like, girl, so you also understand.
Yeah.
Like you're just
that's, like, you're kind
you
of
don't.
Proving their point, but okay.
Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I literally was like crying happy tears. I was so grateful. And I just never thought that would happen. And so thank you. Here's the thing. So many people have been reaching out. I cannot possibly accept product from everybody. It's too much. I thought it would be really cool if you have a small business that you're trying to get out there, comment it below. And if you have an Instagram, include your Instagram handle, because I want to go on my Instagram story and promote as many small businesses as I possibly can and tag them. So if you want me to do that, please comment below. If you have a small business.
That's also really sweet, but that's like a complete oversaturation then
on
your Instagram stories.
I was just going to say, so you're going to promote a bunch of brands that you have no connection to, you've never tried their products, and you don't know what they are? Like, that's not helpful.
Even when she's just like, let's all put it in the comments, like, those things get drowned out. There's a reason why people pick and choose, okay, I'm going to do this. Even if she said, okay, every Tuesday and Thursday, I'm going to shout out a small business of the week. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
But I just don't think she understands all the,
there's
like,
no personal
girl,
connection
if you
to
promote
it
30 small businesses on your Instagram story, slide 30 is getting no love. Okay. Slide 30 is going to be beyond skipped. I just want to like give her like, let's just sit down for an hour,
yeah,
girl. We'll just teach you everything
like, even,
we know.
Even slide two, I feel like is not going to, like, there's no personal investment here. Like if I wanted to go look for brands, I could Google small businesses.
Exactly. But her constantly being like, I want the brand deals. I want X, Y, and Z. That has even made people realize that, like, if somebody comes to her and is like, hey, we'll give you something for free if you promote it, she'll probably do it. I just think that she is just very new to the space in general.
Yeah.
That's the vibe I'm getting. And a little bit entitled and a little bit lost. But all in all, I don't think she's a horrible person. I think people are going really hard on her. And, like, I get it. Like, it's off-putting. But she just seems like she doesn't know how it works and is just, like, trying to get what she sees everyone else has.
Yeah.
But really, it's just she doesn't know how to get there is what I think is happening. I don't know.
Well, and then I think she's letting her like personal feelings and like emotions about it dictate like what she's going to post. So it's like that one where she was like super salty and like said that like they probably hate teachers. It's like, maybe keep that in your drafts.
Yeah.
Like that's not.
Well, she gets a little bit lost. Again, that's like the video of her screaming. I think that she has a lot of like frustrations and just stress at work and like kind of wants to make this internet thing happen.
Yeah.
And is just doing it on the fly. But all I can say is that if you need any advice, my number one advice would be to stop asking publicly. I understand it worked for you on your bachelorette thing, but the more you do that, the more people are going to feel like that's your main priority online is like you just want free shit or like to work with people and make money. And
it takes the
that is not
away.
Appealing to an audience.
Yeah.
We talk about it all the time. The first year and a half of this podcast, we were splitting like $2. Like it just felt like we were just struggling. And guess what? Nobody knew the difference between then and now.
Yeah.
Like nobody knew that in the moment because that is none of the audience concern. Like we're here to do a show and we want to do it. So we're going to do it. But like, if you don't know why you're doing things online, then just don't do them, girl, because people will see right through it.
There's a difference between like sharing struggles, like everyday relatable mm-hmm. struggles, like as a teacher.
Right.
Sure. Absolutely.
Right.
Your lunch.
100%.
A lot of people can relate to getting the wrong order. You're upset. What a lot of people can't relate to is you being like, I have 5 million followers. Why didn't I get personally invited to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, 100%. And I think that she doesn't realize the reason why the bachelorette thing, like I'm sure she looks at that as like a win because like brands reached out. She doesn't realize that like the bridal niche,
yeah.
That's something she could hone in on for a little bit. That's a big market. You know what I mean? So there's like certain things that make a lot more sense than you going to the Super Bowl.
Well, and also it seems like the majority of the brands that did respond and react to that are small businesses. Small
right.
businesses don't have yeah. influencer budgets and they're not inviting you to the Super Bowl. It's not Frito-Lay. It's like the little shop down the street that also I would even feel like bad taking free product from because they are looking for some kind of return on investment that they're probably not going to get.
Yeah, take it from someone whose mom owns a small business. If she worked with an influencer that was like, hey, I need 12 candles and she gave it to them for free and then they posted about it and she sold zero in return, it would literally, like that's money out of her pocket directly. Yeah. So,
and I feel like that is probably the case for a lot of it.
Yeah, I don't think that like people are going to see the, especially, you know, it's going to be a bunch of gifts in the bachelorette. You know what I mean?
If you're doing like a gift bag haul where it's just like taking things out, saying what the brand is and then moving on. And again, there's not really a personal investment because it's like you just got it for free and it doesn't even really make sense.
Yeah. All in all, I just think that she really should leave that part of it completely out, because now and for the foreseeable future, people are going to receive her brand deals horribly. Like, they're just not going to be about that at all. And that's kind of like, that's like a death sentence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, online, if people just think you're full of shit and that you're going to sell anything that people, then you're done. Like, yeah. I mean, making money on brand deals wise, yeah, obviously yeah, she could keep posting, but it seems like she wants brand deals. I don't know. Just a guess. I think this all can be chalked up to not a good look, girl. Yeah. No, no, no.
Do less.
Yeah. Speaking of doing less, our next topic. Ready for this? Because it's really something.
Before we go any further, we have another word from another sponsor, Hungry Root.
When it comes to grocery shopping and meal planning, especially having little children, things get pretty chaotic. And the grocery shopping specifically is what kind of just, it doesn't happen. And then I just end up ordering out and regretting my life. But that is where Hungry Root comes in.
Hungry Root is basically like your personal shopper and a nutritionist all wrapped into one. So basically it makes shopping, planning, and cooking all way easier.
And that's because all of Hungry Root's recipes can be made in 15 minutes or less, which is insane. And they have a ton of recipes to choose from, so there's really something for everyone in your family.
But also, if you just tell them your goals and preferences, then they'll fill your cart with a bunch of personalized recommendations as well.
I recently tried out the extra fresh chicken burrito bowl, and it was delicious. Highly recommend. So if you guys want to try out Hungry Root for yourself, you can head over to hungryroot.com/EWKT and use the code DWKT to get 40% off your first box. Plus, you get a free item in every box for life.
Again, that's hungryroot.com/DWKT and use the code DWKT and you get 40% off your first box and something free in every box for the rest of your life.
Hungryroot.com/EWKT, code DWKT. And thank you so much to Hungry Root for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. This one is interesting because the original video that we're going to watch right now is something that I saw on my For You page. And I mean, like, I looked at the whole thing and I didn't see at the time any follow-ups or anything. So I was like, oh, okay, just like an unfortunate event that happened. And then I moved on about my day. But it turns out quite the kerfuffle took place. We have three main characters. We have Marissa, and then we have the girl in the video that we're going to watch, Marissa took at an estate sale. Okay, do you know what an estate sale is, yeah, right? When people die?
Yes, I know what an estate sale is.
Yeah. Oh my God. I was like, is it not just when people die?
No, it is. It's usually at like their house, honestly. And it's like you go in and yeah, it's like basically a garage sale, but inside, and it's everything they own.
Kind of sad. Yeah.
It's actually really awkward. I mean, not really, but like when you think about it, like people are sifting through all your shit. It's like, okay, usually people do estate sales when it's like you have a ton of shit and like no, you either don't have family that either wants it or it's like that it's just too much to like, what are we gonna do with all this?
True, I guess, because like the man, so we have the girl that's in the video and then her boyfriend, if a motherfucker like that ever showed up to my estate sale and started touching my stuff with his grimy little sticky fingers, I would lose it and come back to haunt him.
It's usually, I think, a lot like you find great antiques and stuff because it's mm-hmm, like the people mm-hmm, selling it aren't necessarily selling it for like, oh, this is worth so much money. They're like, get rid of it. By the way, I do love estate sales. I just think the concept sometimes is a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, for sure. I think that the issue that some people have with estate sales is not the sales themselves. It seems to be that there's resellers that come and they like scoop up everything to try to like, basically they're getting something for cheaper and then they're gonna go
well,
and
that makes sense
sell it for
because
more
of what I just said. It's like the people that are selling it usually aren't trying to make a ton of money off it, they're just trying to like get rid of it, so you could probably find deals that are like stuff that right, is valuable that you're getting for really cheap.
Yeah, thrifting, I think in general, just reselling and upcharging, like leaving and just selling everything on eBay and stuff, it just seems to fuck up just the whole idea of thrifting. And then like, I'm not a huge thrifter. I wish I had more time to, because like I kind of, when I've gone with my brother, I do like it.
It's so weird. I don't do it. It must be the powers. I literally, like, me and my mom just went thrifting the other day because I didn't realize that yeah, not like too far from me, there's like a shit, like not like, oh, there's three. There's like a dozen at least thrift stores that are all like within a few miles. I'm, you know, I like decorating. I don't love like everything to be antique stuff, but I love like some antique, like
little bits,
just
yeah,
some touches to throw in there. And specifically,
for sure,
I love old like cameras, old electronics in general.
Oh yeah.
Old signs. I love going into a thrift store. It's just like, oh my God, there's so much to look at.
Yeah. This is not a thrift store. It's someone's house. Okay. So like Lily said, it's like shit's just kind of lined up and people go and they look at it. Now, apparently, there seems to be an issue with these resellers specifically in this video, but I think in general, there seems to be people that just go and like scoop up a bunch of shit, you know, like kind of as quick as they can.
Like a mystery box situation where it's like, hopefully we got something. They'll look at it later.
Or like when they used to give those people like the carts in the grocery store and they're like, you have 5 minutes, put everything you can in your cart, you know, like it's kind of that vibe.
Supermarket
but they're
sweep.
Doing it with the intent that they're hoping they're going to grab something that's valuable that's and that they can resell.
Like it's kind of like a gamble. It's like, okay, well, just like one of these is bound to be decent.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Yeah,
they can upcharge. Yeah,
so it seems to be really bothersome to the people like Marissa, who are casual estate goers looking probably for something for her house. But the caption on screen says, me trying to mind my own business at an estate sale when a group of resellers challenged me to rock, paper, scissors for a $35 dress.
Should I hear anything?
It's basically quiet. Okay. Yeah. It's just her shuffling around.
It's really not that serious. And I'm buying these to wear them, not to sell them. So.
Okay, that's it.
I didn't really hear the other, so it said the guy was mocking her.
Yeah, I didn't really hear him mocking her, but apparently I think it was like, oh, I'm getting these to wear it, I think is the vibe that he was, I don't know.
Okay.
But someone commented, wait, did she just snatch it from your hand? So I guess they went for it at the same time. And then she said, rock, paper, scissors. And literally you saw how much shit her boyfriend had in his hand. It's like, girl, I think you got enough shit. Thank you.
First of all, it didn't look like there's a ton of people in there. It's not like fucking Black Friday sales.
I think it was like literally just them three.
So I'm like,
it's like, what's the rush
already
here?
To be reaching for the same thing feels insane.
Well, and it wasn't it seemed kind of large. It was multiple rooms involved.
Yeah.
And I almost wonder if they just saw her reaching for it.
That must be really valuable. And literally.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I'm like, because otherwise you would kind of be like, okay, personal space.
Yeah.
Like,
and again, there's not a lot of people here. So the rushing and the grabbing everything makes so much less sense. And he had so much shit.
Yeah. Well, and then, like, so, and then on top of it, if you're a reseller and you saw someone that is just like personally shopping, wouldn't you be like, we don't need that one?
Well, it depends on what kind of reseller you are, because we're going to meet them very soon. But continuing on with Marissa, she responded to that, did they snatch it comment.
Okay.
I think there was probably like 4 or 5 racks in one of the rooms. There was like 4 of them. They divided and conquered. There was one of them at each rack. And I just wanted to look at some clothes. So I just walked through the room to try to find a rack that none of them were standing at. Finally found one rack that I could just look in peace. And immediately the two girls go over to the rack that I'm at. Anyways, I'm on one side of the rack looking through. The girl's on the other side of the rack looking through. And as I'm looking through, I like notice a dress that was cute. I pull it out to look at it more. Girl that's on the other side grabs the dress as I already have it pulled out halfway looking at it. When she grabs it, that's when I made that noise. It was like, oh, because like it was in my hand and then she pulled it. So I went, oh. That's when she challenged me to a duel. Disrespectfully, I decline your duel offer. You can have the dress. Anyways, I left with maybe like a handful of items that I really like. Vintage fur hat that was so cute and some other little things that I'm happy with because I'm going to wear them. All 4 of the people that were at the estate sale left with huge fat stack pile of clothes. It was only women's clothes, so the 2 boys that were in there, what are you doing with all the women's clothes? Anyways, follow me if you want to see reasonable thrift vlogs, because I'm always thrifting, but I'm thrifting for me, so.
So I mean, she's not a reseller.
Even the way that she describes it, it's like she was looking for a rack to like that had no one at it that she could just look through. Like, that's normal store etiquette, regardless of whether it's a thrift store. You don't like hover right, again, on top of someone else's.
You don't know these gremlins, okay? They are not normal anything. But also, just in general, like the fact that she fucking had it and the girl snatched
it. No, it's wild.
She's nicer than me. I would have been like, what the fuck is wrong with
you? Like, even the fact that they came over and then were like going in like, oh, let's look at that rack too, when it's like they were already at the other ones taking up all this, like, leave her alone. And then on top of it, to be like attached to something that you aren't buying for you, so it's like you don't even like it.
Right. But this is the girl in the video, I believe the one that snatched it. This is her response.
Why would you out yourself?
Of course, she just had to literally that would have gone over. I mean, I will say her boyfriend's face was fully visible in the video, so maybe that's why they responded.
Pretty unremarkable looking, though. Like, I don't think it was like, that's the guy from the thrift store.
I mean, I would also
video.
Describe him as similar, but also I just think maybe that's the reason. I just think it's so fucking stupid.
It's insane when
to have
do
done
this.
This.
So I wanted to come on here and address some things, because I think I deserve to put my perspective out there, because this is getting way too out of control. I was literally at work, and then my phone started blowing up, and I don't know what the hell. So let's get into it.
It was her boyfriend in the video.
Oh, so people
again, that's what
it.
I'm saying. So if like,
yeah,
this
like
went
viral.
Yeah, but
her phone was blowing up from like probably people that know her boyfriend that then were texting her, not like people knowing who they were.
Oh, no, I don't think she means like TikTok notifications.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just
up.
Like,
I think,
this
like,
is
she was
so weird
messages.
When people do this. I'm like, what? You just stay quiet.
You could have just stayed quiet and just moved on.
It would go away.
I was there an hour and 30 minutes before. I looked at the listing and I already had my eyes on what I wanted to get. So obviously my adrenaline rush was going a little crazy. I was excited. I'm allowed to be fucking excited. I was not being rude. And she's cap when she says that she
She's I can't with that. But also, girl, what do you mean you looked at the listing and you knew everything? They don't have an online inventory of all the clothes.
Okay, I was about to ask, is there ever a situation, because I've seen it with local thrift stores or secondhand stores here in my town, where sometimes certain items will be listed if they think, like, I don't know.
I could be wrong. I'm not super into the thrifting scene, but especially for estate sales, maybe they would have listed like some brands if it was like a wealthy person that it was like, they have designer clothes. Maybe that, but it's like, they definitely aren't like taking pictures and posting like, and we have this dress and
of
this
each
what?
One.
Like, absolutely not. If there was five racks of clothes.
Grabbed it first, like, no. We were both grabbing on the other, she was on the other side of the rack. I was on the other side of the rack, we grabbed it at the same time, or else I wouldn't have been like rock, paper, scissors. I'm a pretty civil human. So if she would have grabbed it first, then I would have been like, yeah, go ahead. But I was like, hey, let's rock, paper, scissors for it. Cause I'm like, I like it and you like it. And it was just supposed to be like a friendly thing.
So she's saying that she did not grab it first.
Okay.
I mean, we didn't
see
it.
She said that the other girl didn't grab it first. Yeah.
She says she did. Oh, that she didn't.
She said that the other girl said she grabbed it first, but she says she grabbed it at the same time.
Right. So they're both saying different things. Marissa is saying that she grabbed it first, but like kind of like half out. And then this girl saying she grabbed it first. I think that to your point of store etiquette and just shopping etiquette in general, it's like you're too close.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like there's other places you could have been in general. And it seems like you were like really scouring the area really quick, according to what Marissa was saying. But
and it makes sense based on Marissa's story that it's like if she started to grab it and the girl was like, oh, shit, like adrenaline was rushing, whatever. Then she sees it. She does think it's cute. And then she like immediately just like knee jerk grabs it. But then it's like then you go, oh, sorry. Didn't realize, like,
yeah,
I don't know, weird.
And she was like, oh, I'm not a reseller. And I was like, okay. And she actually cut this part out. But after that, I said, well, I wear these clothes too. Like, I'm a collector first, reseller second. So I don't know what you mean. And
I'm a collector first, reseller second.
A collector.
So that just means grab literally everything.
And maybe I might
And
keep
I
one.
Could use some of it. And what we don't use, I'll just sell it. That's still fucked up to go into an estate sale and grab everything because you know one way or another it's going to benefit you.
Reseller. So I don't get what you mean, girl. And my boyfriend was in the other room and he was coming to the room that I was in. He overheard her and he put her on the spot. He told her off. And then he mocked her, which I think she totally deserved
because she was being so mean to me for no reason. Also, don't be playing the victim complex when nobody got the fucking dress at the end of the day. I left it for your ass. I left it for you, and you didn't go grab it.
Jesus.
So you can't say, oh, like, I bought it, and I'm reselling it. Like, no, I felt bad. I actually felt bad, and I left it for you.
But didn't tell her?
My God, she is quite a character.
That attitude? No. Hard pass.
Right? Like, immediately, Marissa is 100% right in
yeah.
my eyes.
Yeah. First of all, when did the boyfriend tell her off and then mock her? No, because I didn't hear anything in between that.
First and second and third of all, who the fuck is your boyfriend to tell off a woman and you're just like, yeah, and then he told her off. Fuck him. If the issue is between you and her and then he steps in and she's not even being confrontational like that, you should have shut that shit down expeditiously.
She just like literally tapped out, was like, okay, not that serious. I don't need it. And then she made, yeah, passive aggressive comment, whatever, but also not you acting like you're not a reseller by being like, no, I keep some stuff. Well, why do you think she thought
she
you're a reseller?
That you guys
it's
were
because
resellers,
you had a bunch of shit
resellers.
You were holding, and that's like, you were.
Yeah.
She should have came to me.
What?
Asked me for my gram. Came up to what? Me in person at the estate sale and been like, hey, like, tell me what's up instead of making it
what?
A public thing.
Oh, I'm so sick of this shit.
Did she
I'm
say
so
she should have asked me for, like, her Instagram? Like, why the fuck would you... She doesn't know
would
you.
Would that have been before or after your boyfriend was bitching at her? Which one should that have been? Should it, she have been like, you know what? I'm not going to post this video because I want to be considerate of you assholes. Like, fuck you. I don't even owe you shit. Like, if I want to post something, then fuck you.
Oh my God. What do you mean?
The mentality. Okay. She also, I do think it's worth noting. She looks young as hell. And so
yeah.
does he.
Yeah.
They must be like 19, 20. So I'll give it to them that they're very young and probably really dumb, like in that age and their frontal lobe is not fully, you know, whatever. But this is so rude. Like, genuinely, to insinuate that her initial video was the issue. Like, that was really where she just went over the line. Come
also,
on.
That you, like, no one saw you and that no one knew you were even in. Like, the fact that you came forward and are saying
outed
this with
yourself.
Your chest is insane.
I'm a very private person. So when stuff
is that
like
you
this
outed
arises,
yourself?
I'm not very used to it. And I just don't appreciate, like, all this hate and shit for no reason because I'm a really sweet person.
Oh, my God.
I love vintage, and I will never fucking stop. So, last but not least, I'll see you at the thrift, girl. We can go piece to piece, too. But if you want to, you know, I'm trying to end this shit, but if you...
What is happening?
You can go piece to piece, not the thrift beef.
What the
I'm
fuck
like,
is
so...
she saying? Like, Marissa's watching this just like... No, thanks. What do you mean?
I'd rather not go anywhere with you, especially not piece to piece.
Like, not her being like, oh, the hate is... First of all, you weren't getting any hate because no one knew it was you. Second of all, the hate from Marissa, I'm like, you are turning this into, like, a beef.
Everything she said makes zero sense. So I have no doubt that Marissa was absolutely
yeah.
the one that's more likely telling the
truth
here.
We're going off vibes. She
but
has the
also,
vibes.
Also, it's fucking insane for you to look in the camera and be like, I am sweet, this and that, as if everyone cannot feel that you are a raging B-I-T-C-H.
Yeah, I mean, like,
are you
I know
joking?
We can read vibes, but, like, your vibes are pretty
no,
loud.
That is a vibe
everyone
that is
can,
reaching
yeah.
through the screen 4D Shrek status. Like, come on. And now we're going to meet her boyfriend.
Oh,
and
can't
it
wait.
All just makes a lot more sense because he is worse than her.
Great.
Can you believe it?
Oh, yeah, I can.
Yeah, he's worse. But also, that being your boyfriend, everything I needed to know about you guys, I mean, it all just makes sense.
Can't wait.
It's wild, bro. This bitch really posted a TikTok about me and my girl because her and my girl grabbed a piece at the same time. And she was like, oh, we can rock, paper, scissors for it, whatever. Because that's how we do it at the bins.
What the fuck is happening? What do you mean?
That's how we
the
do it at the bins. That's how
okay,
we do it at the fucking bins,
you thrift gangster.
Bitch.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, I know I don't know enough about estate sales. I just have, like, 100% confidence that that is not common terminology that's used at the bins. Absolutely
it's
0%
It's a lifestyle, Jesse. You wouldn't get it. Also, I am just, like, my pet peeve shining through. Where is he going right now? What is he doing? Can you just stop walking around, sir?
He seems like a pacer.
Get to
he
the
does.
Point and look at that. He's like literally like camera's moving around. It's like he's searching for something, maybe through more bins.
Big old post about it saying how resellers ruin like estates and thrift stores. And I'm like, then fucking work harder than me, bitch. If you want these fucking pieces, you got to be out there hunting like me. But you're not.
She was there with you, though, at the same time.
Why are they talking like this is a war that they've fought? They've earned this title.
I mean, it is a thing where it's like you will see the same people at, like, especially estate sales, because there's like...
You'll see them at the bins?
This is so embarrassing. Trying to make estate sales, like, super hard. I'm like, okay.
It's just the least hard thing ever.
Are you guys going to brunch afterwards?
But already calling her a bitch once, but he does it like 1,000 times now. It's like he's such a fucking idiot. Like, he just gives me the worst vibes. And again, she gave me bad vibes, girlfriend. Yeah. But him, 20 times worse.
Also, mind you, she was complaining about resellers at an estate sale where 90% of the people buying are fucking resellers.
Now Marissa responds to him, and she's just, there's no other way to say it. She's so much better than them. Like, just ethically, class-wise, like, just everything, she's just got it, and they just don't. And so she's responding, like, point by point.
I'm sensing that the energy will be much more low-key.
Human-like?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's actually fucking insane. The juxtaposition, if you will. But this is Marissa's response.
It's fuck all you bitches that are hating, because I don't care. Say what you want to say. Words don't fucking hurt me.
That is my new favorite video.
What is the saying that, like, fucking they teach you in kindergarten? Sticks and stones may break your bones. It's like, what are you trying to convince anybody of? You're obviously bothered. Your girlfriend outed herself. Now you're on the fucking chopping block too. It's just like, what are both of you doing? You could have just shut the fuck up.
To say that Marissa had the victim complex?
No, it's insane. Well, I don't know if they have a victim complex or if they're just like, I don't know, a humiliation.
That's where he's coming from, where it's like, oh, now everyone's just hating and like, fuck you bitches, fuck the haters. Go away, sir.
Yeah, you brought this upon yourself.
Yeah.
I've watched it 1,000,000 times. I think it is so freaking funny. It's fuck all you bitches. It is, honestly, it's a flawless video. That has been the funnest part of this whole situation for me. We'll touch back later on more fun stuff that has happened. I do have some things that I want to say first. This couple has publicly stated that they are receiving threats. Do not be stupid. I absolutely do not condone.
First of all, girl, they're not getting death threats.
They always say that.
Yeah, they never show proof.
I mean, you know, you're very slay for clarifying that. Yeah. But people, that is a common theme on this show. Someone gets shit online.
Don't let people are threatening to kill me. Sleep, because odds are it didn't happen.
Don't be an idiot. Don't ruin it for everyone else. Now let's talk about this drama that has occurred. Loki, y'all, we kind of hit a milestone on TikTok yesterday. Congrats to us. We just had our first TikTok scandal. Okay, but for reals, I am genuinely shocked at where this whole thing went. If you watch the original video I made, it was like not even that big of a deal. I just want to say, I don't even hate resellers. Pretty much all of my mutuals on TikTok are resellers, and I love them. I love their content. Also, I personally benefit from resellers. My favorite app on the planet is eBay. In my original video, I called the couple resellers. Didn't say anything negative. I didn't call them names. I didn't show her face. Did show his face because he is a loser. I was using a descriptive word for the couple. I can spot a reseller from miles away. I knew they were resellers. So when I said descriptive resellers is challenging me to rock paper scissors, I was just using an adjective. I was just describing them. I didn't say anything mean. I found my personal experience at this estate sale to be extremely annoying.
Oh my
there was
God.
Probably 150 people in line.
The way I would pull up and go, never
so
mind.
Much for us saying nobody went.
Well, I was in that one room.
Jesus.
Yeah, no, the estate sales I've been to, very low-key, only a few people at a time. But I mean, depends on how hot the inventory is, I guess.
What they've got, I guess. Yeah.
When we start getting That's access insane. Inside and I see a man holding a whole fat stack of women's vintage clothes, that is really annoying to me. Why would a man be there? Why would a man be there? I do feel really bad because I think it's gotten really out of hand. I'm just trying to wipe my hands clean of the situation
because I didn't
show her face. I didn't tag her. I don't know her social media. I've never seen her in my life. I don't know who she is. And unfortunately, she outed herself in my comment section. I just simply thought,
oh my God, is that how it happened? So she commented on the fucking video. It's like, why am I getting all this hate? I don't know. Maybe because you literally said, hate here, please.
Stupid like, games, stupid what? Prizes. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Rock, paper, scissors was so hilarious. In the moment, I was like, this has to be a joke. This has to be a joke that I caught on camera. A lot of you were trying to like say that I sell on platforms like Depop, so I'm doing the same thing. I have so many thoughts with that. One, I don't even hate resellers.
Like I said, I benefit from the reselling community. Two, I tried that lifestyle once. You can scroll back 3 years ago and see me thrifting way too many clothes in hopes that I can sell them and make a profit. All that it did for me was make me have a hoarder mentality. So that's not my personal journey, but I will utilize apps like Depop to clean out my closet. I don't see any harm in that.
Anyways, that stuff is so tired and boring. I want to get back to the fun stuff. So let's watch some more funny videos.
Boyfriend was in the other room and he overheard her and he put her on the spot. He told her off. And then he mocked her, which I think she totally deserved because she was being so mean to me for no reason. Also, don't be playing the victim complex when nobody got the fucking dress at the end of the day. I left it for your ass. I left it for you. And you didn't go grab it. All of you that are attacking my boyfriend, how about ask for more context before you fucking come at us? Because there was no reason for that.
This bitch really posted a TikTok. This bitch makes a big old post about it, saying how resellers ruin like estates and thrift stores. And I'm like, then fucking work harder than you, bitch. If you want these fucking pieces, you gotta be out there hunting like me.
So that's the first video that he made on his Instagram story after he saw the video and he wanted to like, I don't know, say his piece or something. I just think that Instagram story is so funny because if you watch my original video, caption literally just says, me trying to mind my own business when a group of resellers challenges me to rock paper scissors. He's like, this bitch is just complaining. This bitch where? This bitch where? Are we just coming up with magical conspiracy theories?
Not, and you just expect to find rails? Fuck no. Also, mind you, she's complaining about resellers at an estate sale where 90% of the people buying are fucking resellers. I'm gonna go rob from the poor real quick. I don't give a fuck at the end of the day.
What? He just showed a Goodwill store and said, I'm gonna go rob from the poor really quick. He is such a delight. I truly get a kick out of him.
Mind you, she's complaining about resellers at a place that's 90. Why is that? Like, that doesn't.
Well, first of all, help. She didn't complain. That actually, it kind of feels like he was like telling on himself.
Yeah.
Because it's like.
Well, and then his next post.
She called you what you were, which is a reseller. And really, her caption wasn't the issue. It was that so many people in the comments were talking about like issues with resellers, which are probably all valid. And it doesn't mean that all of them are bad. But like, he's like, I'm one of the bad ones. It's essentially what he came out and said. It's like, well, no shit. We knew that. That's why she posted it. But like, she didn't say these shitty resellers are a problem and we need to get rid of them and nothing. Like, they just told them themselves, truly.
Yep. I'm living my dream and I'm happy with my job. I love clothes more than anything. And it's fuck all you bitches that are hating because I don't care. Say what you want to say. Words don't fucking hurt me.
Aww, I can tell.
Last but not least, I'll see you at the thrift, girl. We can go piece to piece too. But if you want to.
That's my favorite thing ever.
I'm not in this shit, but if you want to start drama for no reason, I'll give you fucking reason. I'll give you fucking reason.
That was so much fun to watch, except should I be scared that my ass is going to get beat at the thrift store? I'm just kidding. I'm not scared of her. I do feel really bad about the hate, so y'all can calm down. However, I do stand by the fact that your boyfriend is a loser. Okay, I'll see all you bitches in my next thrift vlog.
Or at the thrift, piece to piece.
It's so bizarre.
That's maybe one of my favorite quotes of the year so far, definitely.
I mean, runner up to, I don't know if I just have a fear of books or what. You know, that one was pretty good. I just so honestly, like, just genuinely was not expecting him to be like, let's go piece to piece. Like, that is so funny. Those are some really, really good quotes that I'm going to just hold in my pocket, you know, for the right moment.
Those,
truly nice.
Representations of those two just shows me, like, they are winners.
They are, yeah. Honestly, you could say whatever you want about them, but they are meant for each other.
Yes, correct. Glad they found true love.
Who else would they be with if not one another? You know
They'd
what I mean?
Probably find someone else at the bins.
That's pretty much it. If I were Marissa, would I be slightly concerned that these two absolutely unhinged individuals are going to try and beat my ass at a thrift store? Yes, I would.
I would watch your back when you go thrifting, yeah.
I would, because they're going to be by the bin. They're going to pop out of a fucking bin and beat your ass. Like, genuinely, they are unhinged and not, you know, not the most rational thinkers, but honestly, so stupid of them to insert themselves in any of this. Wow. Yeah, you could have just let the video go viral. Who cares if your friends recognized you and move on? But anyway, that's it. That's the second topic. I was flabbergasted by you this one. I can't even lie.
I gotta say, this episode in general was a nice, like, low key, nothing too deep.
Yeah, I agree.
A good
lighthearted
TikTok
one,
drama
for
episode,
sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we love the internet.
Yeah.
Okay, you've got a choice. We've got baby pretending they're asleep, or toddler, I guess, is more accurate, or a scam call pretending they're Taylor Swift.
That one has me intrigued.
Now you're like, I just need to know more.
Yeah.
Hello, this is, Taylor Swift. I'm going to release my new album soon, so please, I will only release it if you call me and give me your credit card information and social security number, and then I will release the album in your honor.
In your honor.
Okay, bye.
Okay,
Taylor Swift signing off.
Taylor Swift signing off. You know?
What are the comments?
For sure an Easter egg.
Girl, you better not fumble this for us. The way she couldn't remember who the hell she was supposed to be for like 10 seconds. I was like, yeah, she's that like, wasn't very confident. She's like, oh, which pop star am I being today?
But then when she changed it to Taylor Swift, her voice completely, she's like, this is Taylor Swift. It was just so funny.
Oh, that was good.
Somebody out there would probably fall for that. Oh, and that is the sad reality of the state of the world.
Those Brad Pitt hospital pictures were pretty convincing.
Literally after that, I believe anything. Anything is possible.
Oh my God. Let's go with this. It's a dog video, obviously. This breed, every time I see a video of, I like die inside because I want one so bad because they just look so cuddly and perfect. Samoyeds.
Oh yeah, they're like little wolves.
Yeah, mixed with like a bear. There used to be one that lived on my street when I was little. It would get out in the middle of the day and it would just lay in the middle of the street. Like cars would come and they'd like have to stop and it would just be like looking at them.
Oh
like,
my gosh.
Hi. I would take it home every once in a while.
This is how I take my dog skiing in his backpack.
Like not a dog that looks like he could fit in a backpack. Except
he has goggles.
Yeah, you can say hi.
He's perfect. Look at him.
Oh, he's on the backpack. Look, he's like a baby.
He's in the backpack.
Let's do this. Dance moves.
Woohoo.
Oh.
Good job, buddy.
Isn't he perfect?
Perfect snow day.
Oh.
He's just like
is that
hanging.
Safe?
Someone commented and was like, what do you do if you fall? And someone else commented and was like, I mean, at a certain point, like if she's not doing anything crazy, people that are experienced.
I know, but I feel like skiing
fall.
Is so dangerous. That's how the Parent Trap mom died. I always think about that.
Oh, God. Don't bring up Natasha Richardson.
Sorry. Don't mean to bring this ominous, you know, reality to your wheel of the internet. But
I don't know, like, could something go wrong? Yeah, but like statistically, probably I would say it's pretty safe.
He needs a helmet is what I'm saying.
Oh, got it. Well, at least she put goggles on.
Yeah, I guess that's something. But he's very cute. I'll give him that. But anyway, guys, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. But that's all we got for you. So, yeah, we hope you enjoyed. And as always, we will see you on Friday. Bye.
Cheers.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.